Here's another global environmental problem. Your shirt, your coffee, your car, good chance one of those came to you on board a cargo ship. It takes a lot of fuel to power those boats across the ocean and around the world. If the shipping industry were a country, its greenhouse gas emissions would rival Germany or Japan. But what if cargo ships could be powered by a clean, ancient technology? I'm talking sails here. That's a project that Diane Gilpin is working on. She's the CEO of Smart Green Shipping Alliance.
The cost of wind is entirely predictable. It is always free. And the shipping industry's operational cost is about 70% of it is fuel. So there is fuel saving and that's beneficial, but I think it's also really important to think about the predictability and certainty that wind can put into your business model.
So it would seem that sails might actually have a role to play here. A lot of people think this might be a crazy, novel idea. On the other hand, people have been using sails at sea for thousands of years. But can they really work on a cargo ship? What are some of the challenges and downsides that you need to address?
Yeah, initially it's got to work as a retrofit on an existing vessel. And that presents a significant number of design challenges. But ultimately, we are working towards 100% zero emission ship by 2030 with wind and zero emission fuel of some sort. We're favouring hydrogen at the moment. So, yeah, it's a lot of technical challenges. But as you say, 8,000 years of time-tested technology.
So a question a lot of manufacturers will want the answer to, will a cargo ship under sail be faster or slower than one running on conventional fossil fuels?
What wind can do, working in conjunction with an engine, whether it's fossil fuel or alternative fuel, is it can maintain the same speed but using less fuel, or it can go faster using the same amount of fuel as a conventional vessel.
So it sounds like win-win.
Yes, I think it's a win-win-win is how I think of it. It's a perfectly viable solution. We've just come out of a feasibility study working with a big importer of biomass from the US to the UK. And we're demonstrating fuel savings of 20% in the immediate future.
Diane, we're at a point where there might actually be more political willpower to make this change over to sails than ever. The International Maritime Organization, the UN agency that oversees shipping, has committed to reducing the emissions from the shipping industry by 50% by 2050. And one of the largest container shipping companies in the world, the Danish company Maersk, says it will be completely carbon neutral by 2050. Do you think those declarations are enough to make this all a reality? Is there really enough time to hit those goals?
The IMO's 50% by 2050 and Maersk's commitment, I think, are great and they're really helpful, but I think we need to get some closer targets, near-term targets. One of the challenges is that nobody wants to be a first mover. Everybody wants somebody else to go first so that they can absorb the first-of-kind costs and they can go through the higher risk stage. And until we start making targets a little bit closer to the time we are in now, so we need to see things for 2021, 2022, we're not going to see any great shift. So in 2020, what I would like to see is a rollout plan that says by 2023, we're going to reduce emissions by, say, 10% by 2025, something like that. So we can start to accelerate the process and not just sit on our hands and wait till 2048 and see what we can do.
And Diane, let me get this straight. You used to work in Formula One, which is all about guzzling fossil fuels, and now that you're the head of the Smart Green Shipping Alliance?
Yeah, well, I think it's really good learning. What I learned in Formula One was an enormous amount of technology development can go on the racetrack, and then that will be fed back into your road car. And the same is true for yacht racing and shipping. There's a lot of technology. You can see it in America's Cup. You can see it in round the world races. So for me, it's like this race, the race to decarbonize shipping, is like Formula One on steroids. I mean, it's so real. It's so big. It's so challenging, but it feels doable.
Diane Gilpin, the CEO of Smart Green Shipping Alliance, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.